This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The chairman of the Republican Party says they've got an ideal team to beat the Democrats in November. Republicans have nominated former President Trump to lead their presidential ticket, and Ohio Senator J.D. Vance is his running mate. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Are we ready to nominate a vice president?
The lieutenant governor of Ohio presenting his state's junior U.S. Senator, J.D. Vance, to the convention.
A man who loves America and will represent our people with moral courage.
Vance swept to national prominence with his hillbilly elegy memoir and opposed Donald Trump in 2016, but changed his position and was rewarded with a Trump endorsement when he ran for Senate in 2022. Now he and Trump had their party's ticket, announced by House Speaker Mike Johnson.
I formally declare President Donald J. Trump and J.D. Vance as the Republican nominees for President and Vice President of the United States.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Biden says it was a mistake recently to tell a fundraiser crowd that he wanted to put a bullseye on Donald Trump.
It was a mistake to use the word. I didn't say crosshairs. I meant bullseye. I meant focus on him. Focus on what he's doing. Focus on his policies. Focus on the number of lies he told in the debate. Focus. I mean, there's a whole range of things that, look, I'm not the guy that said I want to be a dictator on day one.
President Biden talking to NBC News and Lester Holt. The FBI, meanwhile, has been searching for a motive behind Saturday's attempt to assassinate former President Trump. Fierce storms blew through Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana, knocking down trees and power lines. Power got knocked out to hundreds of thousands of people. The National Weather Service confirms a tornado hit Des Moines, Iowa. The Dow gained 210 points yesterday. This is AP News. Hill Street Blues actor James Sicking has died.
Actor James Sicking, known for roles on Hill Street Blues and Doogie Howser, M.D., has died of complications from dementia, according to his publicist. Sicking was 90.
Just issue a gall darn memo, Frank.
James Sicking based his performance of SWAT leader Howard Hunter on Hill Street Blues on a drill instructor he had in basic training. He won an Emmy for the role in 1984. Sicking said in a 1991 AP interview, for years he'd be recognized in cities where Hill Street Blues was airing in reruns.
You can always tell a cabbie looks at you in the mirror and goes, "Hey, Howard, what are you doing here?"
Sicking also was known for playing Doogie Howser's dad on Doogie Howser, M.D. He also had roles in Star Trek III, The Search for Spock, Fever Pitch, and Curb Your Enthusiasm. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Scientists have confirmed a cave on the moon that could house future astronauts. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.